Chapter 1. Money isn't the worst. Seriously. In the summer of 1996, a glazed Krispy Kreme donut changed my life. Well, okay, not just one donut, 5 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. It all began on a humid morning in North Carolina when my mom decided to engage in one of the most dangerous and cutthroat suburban activities, hosting a yard sale. As my sister and I watched her spend the week leading up to it, preparing to sell our unused goods to flocks of women wearing elastic band sweatpants and scrunchies, this was the 90s after all, an idea began to germinate in my 7-year-old mind. If people were willing to hand over their hard-earned cash for a used Abs of Steel video at 7:30 in the morning, wouldn't they be likely to fork over some to buy donuts from 2 adorable children? Suddenly, visions of Toys R Us store aisles, and more specifically, a Nerf Super Soaker I'd been coveting, started to dance in my head. I pitched the idea to my parents. After a little deliberation, my dad offered to be my backer and stake the capital required to fund my enterprise, as well as drive the car to pick up the donuts. Again, I was 7. My 4-year-old sister Kaylin and I had set up shop using our Fisher-Price picnic table as our storefront. I strapped a teal fanny pack around my waist to hold my earnings, donned my purple baseball cap, and we were open for business. Kaylin and I spent the morning of the yard sale calling out to haggard-looking shoppers, neighbors walking their dogs, and gaggles of neon track-suited moms. We implored them to purchase a glazed Krispy Kreme donut for the inflated price of 50 cents. And slowly but surely, the combination of my sister's doe-like eyes and my enthusiastic sales pitch won them over. Handing over those donuts to die-hard garage sale enthusiasts and kind neighbors felt like grueling work during an early morning of summer vacation. Finally, with the last donut sold, I peeked into my fanny pack knowing the Super Soaker was mine. Feeling the weight of all those quarters, I imagined I could even buy 2 Super Soakers and be the ultimate warrior of water fights at the pool. Then everything went horribly wrong. My dad strolled over and asked to see the earnings. After having been subjected to 7 years of his tyrannical candy tax at Halloween, he claimed first dibs on our loot because he chaperoned the trick-or-treating, which set me up nicely to understand taxes and my first real-world paycheck. I clutched the fanny pack to my chest, refusing to show him. My dad took the fanny pack, dumped our earnings on our picnic table, and carefully counted out the coins. He then proceeded to give me my first lesson in economics. "You have $30 here," he said. "Yes," I confidently replied. "I am going to Toys R Us." He looked at me and smiled in that all-knowing way parents do, which left me with a sense of foreboding brewing in the pit of my stomach. "Well, it cost me $8 to buy the donuts you sold," he said, while picking up $8 in quarters. "Then you had Kaylin help you sell them, so you need to pay her." He handed my 4-year-old sister $6. "So, after expenses, your net profit was $16. He smiled while pushing the remaining piles of quarters towards me. I had never felt so cheated in my life. Rather than convincing me that my dad was out to swindle us, the Krispy Kreme experience instead has become the cornerstone of my personal finance education. What my dad's lessons started was a long tradition of my parents teaching us essential lessons about money through the use of real-life examples, which are still fresh in my mind 20 years later. Even if you feel that taking a child's hard-earned donut money is cruel, which in retrospect I no longer do, and I could very likely do the same one day to any future kids I may have, hey, apples don't fall far from trees. These financial lessons served me well when I eventually struck out on my own. For example, they enabled me to get off parental welfare only 3 weeks after college and muster the confidence to move to New York City, knowing I would survive there as an independent early 20-something. And even when I wasn't making much, my parents' lessons instilled in me a sense of empowerment over the issue of money rather than ulcer-inducing anxiety. I quickly learned many of my fellow 20-somethings, and even 30-somethings, don't have that feeling.